popular lar. It's all so good. And there's not a note sung in the trailer. And that really surprised me. Because I even said it to my wife. And nobody's singing.
I don't get that, because you have two of the greatest singers on the planet in the movie, and they're going to just absolutely knock it out of the park. I'm sorry they're doing it in two.
Yeah, what is that parts. All about? Come on.
I don't think there's any reason to do that, and it's very annoying to me. I didn't like it when they did that with the last Harry Potter film. So I'm very annoyed about that, but nevertheless, I'm still looking forward to it.
And it's a year apart. It's not even close.
I know.
I mean,
what do you think about this Aaron Sorkin movie about the first year of Saturday Night Live?
Oh no, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a big fan of his. I like everything he does, but I'm not sure that I really want to see a movie about the first year of Saturday Night Live, which I remember very well, and the people who made that show were very troubled. There were a lot of problems and a lot of drugs and a lot of unhappiness and trauma. So I'm not sure, I want to see that.
You know, when I first heard they were going to make a movie about Facebook, I said, "Who's going to see that junk? The Social Network."
That was a great movie.
Yeah, I know. Who knew? You're going to make a movie about Facebook? That's going to be boring. So who knows? Nell Minow, the movie mom. I love having you on, Nell. We got to have you at the end. When we get done with the movie season here, we got to get the hits and misses.
All right. We'll do it again soon.
And I can't wait. They're not putting Godzilla Minus One on DVD or anything.
But it is streaming.
I know,
so
but I don't want to sign up. I don't want to sign up for a whole thing just to watch one movie. Anyway, Nell, and before we go, I know we're running a little late here. One thing I want to say. Nell sent me a photograph of her as a child with her mom and dad and her sister standing on either side of John F. Kennedy when your dad was named commissioner of the FCC, chairman of the FCC. And since I know you and you knew John Kennedy, that puts me 2 degrees away from John Kennedy. And that's and that's pretty good. Nobody could top that. I mean, I met Mickey Rooney. I interviewed him and I met all these. That's great. John Kennedy, 2 degrees away. I don't care if I'm 1 degree away from Mickey Rooney. I met.
That's good.
Yeah. When I interviewed Joel Grey, that puts me 2 degrees away from the cast of The Wizard of Oz.
Because, that's right.
Because he knew Judy Garland. Right. And Liza Minnelli from Cabaret. Right. Judy Garland's mother. It's me 3 degrees. 3 degrees away from the cast of The Wizard of Oz. That's pretty good.
I'm 1 degree away from the cast of The Wizard of Oz because I met the guy who played the mayor on The Wizard of Oz.
The
Munchkin mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry something?
I don't remember his name, but he was at a meet and greet, and I got to shake his hand.
We had one of the Munchkins in our studio here once being interviewed years ago, back in the 70s. Yeah, she was interviewed here in our studio, the one right across the hall from me. Hey, Nell Minow, the movie mom, moviemom.com, moviemom.com. Nell, we'll talk soon again, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hurricane Debbie makes landfall in Florida. The system came ashore as a Category 1 storm in the tiny panhandle community of Stein Hatchie about an hour ago. It's expected to spawn catastrophic flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The cities where you're most likely to see the worst flooding, that is going to be Charleston and Savannah. In those spots, you could be seeing as much as 2 feet of rain over the next 4 days. The rain begins today and then it continues hour after hour, day after day, until at least Thursday.
Correspondent Tom Hansen is north of Tampa.
The rain has been strong and constant, and that really is the concern with this storm, the water. There are reports of 6-foot storm surge pushing in the coast. To give you some context, that is a wall of water as tall as I am. Here in Crystal River, Florida, we've seen 6 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. And elsewhere in the state, people are being pummeled with downpours.
Firefighters in Northern California continue to battle the Park Fire, one of the largest in state history. Correspondent Dave Malkoff from Chico.
Of California's 9 largest wildfires, they have all happened in the last 7 years, all driven by record heat. It's going to be in the triple digits again this week, making it very difficult for the 6,000 firefighters who are out here.
Investors bracing for a crazy day on Wall Street as a worldwide sell-off intensifies after Friday's worse-than-expected U.S. jobs report. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
We saw the selling continue globally overnight, and this morning we are looking at a potential another down day on Wall Street.
Stocks fell hard in Japan. Dow futures are off 863. The U.S. is sending more warships to the Middle East as Israel braces for an attack by Iran as soon as today. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio.
CBS News can confirm the commander of U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, General Michael Carrilla, is now in the Middle East. Last April, Carrilla commanded the American role in intercepting Iranian drones and missiles from a command post here in Jordan when Iran attacked Israel with about 300 missiles and drones.
Big disappointments for Team USA at the Olympics. CBS's Wendy Gillette from Paris.
Simone Biles fell off the beam on her tumbling series, not able to complete the second of two layouts when she lost her balance. Teammate Suni Lee also took a painful fall on her tumbling series after her foot slipped and she ended up straddling the beam. Only two had clean routines, giving a tearful Alice D'Amato from Italy the gold.
NAS futures down 869. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A flood watch is in effect for Racine County tonight, but not for Kenosha County. The National Weather Service predicts heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. Wendy Christensen, the longtime Racine County clerk, has registered as a candidate for county executive. A special election in December will fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. Child abuse charges against former Racine County Emergency Services Manager James Kerner and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case was dismissed after conflicting testimony. A 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student is in critical condition after a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jackson Henderson, who was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes on Friday. The Coffee Pot, a downtown Kenosha diner, suffered extensive damage from two fires on Saturday. Firefighters had to break through walls and the roof to extinguish the flames that rekindled. And a top White House official is in Racine today. Tom Perez is promoting federal initiatives for removing lead water pipes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place or losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The Crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that midair collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field, and I just told him to try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. 77 are high this afternoon. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms with locally heavy rain, 64 tomorrow. A few lingering storms in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Now, my oldest daughter just started high school. I'm going to have to take her to a freshman orientation. You ever go to freshman orientation? It's the most boring thing you will ever do with your kids. You know, because you sit in an auditorium, people come up, you speak and just lie to children about the future. And I'm sitting there, and this lady comes up and goes, I want you children to know you can be absolutely anything you want to be. I'm like, lady, why are you lying to these children? Maybe four of them could be anything they want to be. But the other 2,000 better learn how to weld. I'm looking at these kids right now. I count at least 60 Uber drivers. Tell the kids the truth. Say, hey, kids, check this out. You could be anything you're good at as long as they're hiring. And even then, it helps to know somebody.
Second to be Aretha Franklin. Hey, guess what we're doing? In just a few minutes, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Pure Soul, coming to Memorial Hall Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m., a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. You can win a pair of tickets from WRJN coming up in just a few moments right now. Here's CCR. There's a place up ahead.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Of Dana Ross, the Supremes, and WRJN local news and timeless hits. And get ready. Right now, I've got a pair of tickets waiting for someone to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul at Memorial Hall, coming up on Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. Hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Tickets are available on the events tab at festivalpark.com, festivalpark.com. Or if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. Phone lines are open. I'll plop down on one of the phone lines that are ringing and give that person a pair of tickets to see Pure Soul at Festival Park, Memorial Hall at Festival Park. That's coming up right now. Give a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days from us, 262-634-9756. Good luck.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Get ready to groove as the Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series feature Pure Soul Presents, a musical tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. Friday night, August 16th, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall, 727th Street in Racine. Diverse world-class musicians celebrating the likes of James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Aretha, and many more. Tickets $35 and $40 reserved VIP at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hey, want to congratulate Benjamin, our latest winner of tickets to go see Pure Soul coming to Memorial Hall Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. Hey, Benjamin, congratulations. It's going to be a great show, and I hope you enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Benjamin, I'll get a review from you when the show's over, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right, we've got more tickets to give away tomorrow morning right here at WRJN, the Pure Soul coming to Memorial Hall. 60s Motown, 70s Soul. You can win a pair of tickets tomorrow morning once again and all this week with me right here at WRJN.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shook up. Elvis Presley, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You know, some people are just plain crazy. The problem is you don't know who they are until they do something that happens like this. A man in Indonesia stabs his friend to death. This happened last week over a classic riddle, which came first, chicken or the egg? You don't know who the nuts are until they do something stupid like that, huh? All right, it's 8:24 at WRJM. Becoming partly sunny today with a high near 78 right now. Cloudy and 76 degrees at Radio Park with BJ Thomas. Hooked on a feeling. Local news, timeless hits, WRJM.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you're home.
ba 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 ba
Beach Boys, Barbara Ann. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's 8:29. News coming up in just a moment here. You know, 88% of Americans say they're opting out of travel this Labor Day weekend coming up because of rising airfare costs, flight delays. I'll add this, too. Doors and landing gear falling off planes, lunatics flying on the planes. That would keep me off the plane. Did you hear yet what happened over the weekend? On a, Frontier Airlines? Just before takeoff, they came in and arrested the pilot. They dragged them off the plane, canceled the flight. What was that all about? Now they're arresting the pilots. What did he do? I got to check that story. Find out what he did. So landing gear falling off the planes, doors falling off the planes, lunatics in aisles. And I'll add one more. The pilots getting arrested.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A nursing student at UW-Milwaukee is in stable but critical condition after a drowning incident in Kenosha County Friday. 19-year-old Jackson Henderson was swimming at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie Friday. He went under while swimming and was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes. Bystanders and first responders got him out, got a pulse, and rushed him to the hospital. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Henderson. A flood watch will be running tonight for Racine County. The National Weather Service has issued the flood watch for a portion of southeastern Wisconsin from late tonight through tomorrow morning. Kenosha County isn't included at this point. The watch comes as forecasters predict several hours of moderate to heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Child abuse charges against James Kerner, former Racine County Emergency Services Director, and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case, which had been transferred to Kenosha County prosecutors, took an unexpected turn when, according to the Racine Journal-Times, the accuser's brother provided conflicting testimony. Based on the prosecutor's recommendation, the judge dismissed all charges exonerating the Kerners. There's lots of spending in the first CD race. The Badger Project reports that Representative Brian Stile is entering the contest with a significant financial advantage, having raised over $4 million in the first half of this year alone. Peter Barca, who briefly held the seat in the 90s, has raised nearly $800,000 since April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. 77 are high this afternoon. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms with locally heavy rain. 64 tomorrow. A few lingering storms in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. Didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? 114. Like, you're never at a friend's house. You're like, warm in here.
Yeah, I set the thermostat to 114. That's how I like it. I'm part lizard.
Thermostats don't even go up that high. Meat thermometers do. It was 114 degrees, which was shocking. But not as shocking as how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat. It was like, you're like, let's play frisbee. Time to walk the dog. I was like, get inside! The earth is on fire! Get inside and beg for God's forgiveness. You've obviously angered him. That's why Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
Loving and your palate, you're a sandy man. without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's some lies you learned in kindergarten. You probably still believe today, and I do. Cavemen lived in caves. Well, didn't they? That's where the name comes from. Watching TV up close damages your eyes. Not only did my mother tell me that, my grandfather and my grandmother, every time I was watching TV, said it's going to damage my eyes. Bats are blind, and gum takes 7 years to digest. My mother kept that in circulation for years, that rumor. She always said, don't swallow the gum. You'll never get rid of it. It's 840. Looking for some partly sunny weather later on today, at least. Highs are 78 right now. Cloudy and 76 degrees at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits. WRGN with Shocking Blue and Venus.
Godness on a mountain top. Yeah.
1972, the year. Nice to be with you, WRJN. Local news, Thomas, it's 8:46. We're talking about movies with Nell Minow, the movie mom, at 7 o'clock. Great guest. I love having her on the air. MentalFloss.com put together a list of lies that movies tell us. For example, a T-Rex can't see things that aren't moving. Sorry, Jurassic Park, but this dinosaur can still see you. According to a study, its vision is 13 times better than a human's. How do they know that? You can walk away from an explosion without being knocked over. You see that in all these action movies? Not true. For this to be possible, you'd have to defy the law of physics. There's sound in space. Battles in Star Wars are pretty loud. But in reality, sound as we know it does not exist in outer space. And finally, chloroform works immediately to put people unconscious in the movies. It actually takes 2 to 5 minutes to work if there's an unusual high dose used. Now, in the movies, we can't sit there and wait 5 minutes for the person to be put out. So they do it right away. The movies lie to us all the time.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio? Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Hey, for 97, not 97 years, for decades, we'll just say, Paul Harvey was a daily highlight on WRJN, not only bringing you local news and timeless hits, but the rest of the story. Yes, he's back with the rest of the story. It's timeless wit and wisdom of Paul Harvey. Every morning at 7:25 and every afternoon with Cindy Huber at 7:05, you'll hear the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, exclusively right here at WRJN Radio.
Black is black. I want my baby back. It's gray, it's gray. Since she went away, oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I've been in blue.
meet on in time. To see me again. Oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. And still my blues, my love's too strong. Wow, oh, baby, you see what come back to me. Might a time go wrong. That is bad. I bet I feel so sad. It's time I bet I found peace of mind. Oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can choose. I still might to lose. My love's still strong. Oh, maybe you'll see what come back to me. Let a time go wrong. Black is black. I want my
Sharia Moore. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you once again tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. More tickets to give away to Pure Soul at Memorial Hall. Cindy Hilbert, she's coming up next. Right now, here's Dusty.
Don't know where-